What's up, podcast? Today we're talking about the importance of aim. Stay tuned. Okay, so today we're talking about the importance of aim, and I think that aim is one of, if not the most important things that you can have and that you can do. Because the truth is that there's actually been some scientific evidence that shows that it's significantly harder, if not impossible, for a human being to be happy without an aim, without some goal, without something to kind of strive for and to reach incremental goals along the way, as far as your dopamine systems and serotonin and things like that. And that is one reason to have aim. And another one is that having an aim can give life meaning. It's hugely important. And I think that we all need an aim or some kind of goal to strive for. I think it was Nietzsche who said, "He who has a why to live can bear almost any how." And I think that that's an incredibly wise and important quote, because when you have a why, when you have a reason to exist, when you have a meaning, when you have a goal, you have a responsibility, it makes whatever how in life, however hard things are at the moment, it makes whatever you're going through bearable, and sometimes even more enjoyable, because you have something worth doing it for, and that can give the pain and the suffering more meaning. Because if you don't have a goal or an aim or something, if you don't have a why to live, then you lose any meaning in the pain and suffering. It becomes meaningless and nihilistic, and then it's like, well, what's the point? If there's all this pain and suffering and no reason, then what am I even doing? And I think that's one of the reasons we all need an aim, is because it gives life meaning and purpose. I think we all need to try and pick the best aim, and whatever the best aim is, it's going to look different for everyone. So it's not some cookie cutter thing, or, you know, you can't take some test and find it out. You have to have a really sometimes long and honest conversation with yourself, and you need to have this conversation periodically and things like that. And there's this really cool thing called the self-authoring program, developed by a handful of professors. About it. Basically, it's a complicated, or not complicated, but there's lots of different kind of packages you can get. It's fairly cheap, but basically, part of it is you write about what your perfect life is like and how you would conduct yourself in that life, and that gives your life aim. And I think finding a why to live, knowing your why, it gives your life meaning and purpose. And there's going to be a lot of hard times in life, and if you don't have meaning and purpose, it makes them significantly harder and unbearable and nihilistic. And I think there's a lot of that today in the world. I think when I look at people from all age demographics and economic backgrounds and, you know, races, religions, whatever, I think there's a lot of meaninglessness and a lot of hopelessness. And I think that there's a lot of reasons for that. And I think one is that a lot of people haven't decided to pick an aim. They haven't decided to find something meaningful to give the struggle and hardship of existence meaning and purpose. And so when picking the right aim, imagine the highest form of being. That's a huge part of religion, especially in Christianity, is to become like Christ, who is, in that belief system, the highest form of being and best way to conduct yourself. And it's a really good one, in my opinion. And back again to the whole Be a Hero episode, is it's like, there's a reason why, since Mesopotamian eras that we know of for sure, heroic people have had stories told about them or stories created about heroes, and they've been idolized and almost, if not literally, worshipped for the entirety of human existence. And it's an extraordinarily important thing to have aim and meaning and to conduct yourself in a correct moral way. And that's, I mean, I could talk for hours and hours on that, but imagine the best way you can imagine someone acting. Look at the people you admire and figure out the traits that you admire in them. Figure out, you know, what it would be to be the best version of a human you can imagine, what it would be like if you were all that you could be, and look at that and push for that. Have that be a name. Imagine if you could have any career in the entire world, independent of anything, what would that be? And then try to do that. And there's ways to do it. Some of them are a lot harder than others. But imagine what that would be like, and find a way to either come close to that or to end up doing that. Imagine what the perfect home life would be like, and then figure out how to get to that and break it down into steps. And that's the thing, is when you look at setting a super high goal, it's terrifying and crippling, and you feel like you can never reach it. So break it down into steps. And, you know, so like, what would, say you work at an office and you want to start your own company, it's like, that seems like a huge goal, and it is. But you can break it down into, okay, when I get back from work, I'll have dinner with my family and my kids, and then after the kids go to bed, I'll work from 9 to 2 in the morning on a company thing, and then I'll do that every day until I can switch from my 9 to 5 job and replace my 9 to 2 in the morning thing with my 9 to 5, and then you're there. And then you have to break that down into steps. And there's a lot of things like that. We just have to break it down. Do it one step at a time. And so imagine like what your best career would be like, your best home life, your best form of being yourself. Because any transformation of your life, or if you want to be better or make the world a better place, it has to start with you as an individual. Because then you won't have the skills to even attempt to correctly change anything else if you don't have yourself in some semblance of order. And that's something that, like, you're not going to be able to do perfectly the first time, and nobody's ever gotten right. But by constantly striving for that, you can learn how to do things better. So when you go out in the world and try to fix things, or you go into your family and try to fix things, you don't, due to ignorance or your own lack of self-awareness and you being less than you are, break it all and make it worse, because that's a very real possibility. So imagine what you would be like if you could handle those things, and then figure out how to get there. You know, what issues do you have that you can deal with? What character flaws, what things you fall short in, what are your strengths? Double down on your strengths and be adequate in your weaknesses and improve on those and things like that. That's the thing, is like, whatever light you're striving towards, it's like you're in this dark, you know, you're in this dark cave and there's some little light, and you have to figure out where that light is for you, and then you have to start heading towards it. And as you head towards it, you realize, oh, maybe the light's not exactly where you thought it was, so you have to adjust a little bit, and you have to stumble around, and then you start heading in another direction, and then you realize, oh, that's not where it is either, and then you have to move it again, but you're constantly stumbling towards it. And that's a lot better than staying where you are in the dark. And you have to imagine what to you the best possible thing is, and then stumble towards it. And eventually, you know, at first, like for me, when I first decided, like, oh, I'm gonna try to figure myself out, because I had a ridiculous amount of shortcomings, and I still do. But what you'll realize is that at first you're stumbling really, really far left and really, really far right, and you're overshooting, and you're worse than you thought, because when you see the first few little things you need to fix up, you get a little bit cleaner, and you see a little bit more, and you're a little bit shinier, then you realize, oh, here's all these other little things, and then it kind of expands like that, and it's important to realize all that you've done, or else you're going to lose sight of how far you've come. But there will always be something. There will always be something you need to adjust and change and line up right, and you just need to keep stumbling towards whatever your goal is. You need to keep stumbling towards the light. Because if you don't do that, in my experience, you get left in the dark. That's not a good spot to be. Because when you're there, you're not trying and stumbling and working towards something else. You're not only are you as an individual going to be in a really bad place mentally or physically or whatever, but everyone around you is going to be less for it, because everyone around you isn't going to be as well off, because whatever light you're striving towards, I think everybody in their true form is like a light. And the world's a very dim place originally. And it's when you become what you can, and you become honorable and admirable, and you can stumble towards the light, and you learn more how to conduct yourself, and you develop your own morals, and learn how to act accordingly, your light shows. If you don't do that, and you're not serious about it, your light's not going to show, and the world's going to be a dimmer place for it. And when that happens on scale, which I think in a lot of ways is happening now, the world's going to be a much dimmer place. And I think that you see a lot of people afraid to show that light because they're afraid of judgment, and they're afraid of falling or having the light burst, or they're afraid of a lot of things. There's a lot of fear. And I think that there's a lot of ways to combat that. And I think one is to have an aim and a meaning. When you have perspective of life and what it really is, and you realize that if you don't live life for you, you're going to end up wasting it. And then you're more inclined to be yourself and to chase the things you need, because that's what the world needs. The world needs who you are. And you need to own it. You need to own it, all the ways that you fall short, and own all the ways that you are more than enough. And you need to become the person that you can be, so that your light shows and the world's a brighter place because you were in it. You need to aim towards the best thing and stumble towards it, because, well, I don't know. I can't imagine anything you're doing being more important than that. When I look at, for me, in that perspective, I can't imagine that what somebody that I'll never see again, or what somebody else thinks about it, I don't imagine it being more important than that. I don't imagine whatever. I mean, there's a lot of safety and security not being yourself and not calling out bad things and lies when you see them, and there's a lot of safety in not speaking the truth as you see it. There's a lot of safety in not being all that you are. Because in a world where there's a lot of people who aren't all they can be, and in a world where a lot of people are less than they are and want to keep other people there, it's a safe bet to join that crowd. But you're morally and ethically obligated to be more than that, in my intuition and experience. So I think that it's important to have an aim and to stumble towards it the best you can, and to try to become all you can, because if you don't, the world's going to be worse off for it. And it's your responsibility and your moral and ethical obligation to be everything you can and to strive towards the light. So with that, in this next week, strive towards the light and try to figure out what that is for you. If you want to help support the podcast and you got something out of this, for just the price of a cup of coffee a month, you can hit the support link in the show notes below. You can email me if you like this episode or you have any feedback, questions, or anything like that. And if you want to send in an audio file, there's a way to do that in the show notes. And with that, have a great rest of your week. You guys are all absolutely amazing people. So with that, have a good one.